Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. Now more than ever, you need to get my book because it has tips in it like how to survive a depression, how to roast marshmallows and not share, how to sell apples on the same corner as Donald Trump, who, by the way, filed bankruptcy. The Donald. Oh, pass the hat around. Yes. Oh, I guess he'll be crying in his bouillabaisse. Not everybody has the same stroke of luck, huh? If that was you out of work, they would fling you from the rooftop. But Donald, they call him a limo. Donald's going to file bankruptcy today. Yeah, The Art of the Deal. That was one of his books. How to make a deal with a judge. Yeah, you give them a free penthouse. That's how you make a deal with a judge, just like they do in Washington. So, it's a big day in Iran today. This is a wife-slapping day, and all of the men are let off work early at 3 o'clock so they can go home and beat the wives. And then they have to go out and collect rocks for the next stoning. And the religion of peace once more has reared its ugly head. And if you believe that these people are normal, you need to sleep with a chimpanzee. And speaking of chimpanzees, some nut job who should be arraigned for violating the sane Mind Act allowed her pet 200-pound pet chimpanzee to tear her girlfriend apart, and she called 911 for the cops to come and shoot it. Now, it's according to Mike Savage, The chimpanzee was a wino. He used to drink wine with her, and he used to sleep with her. Yeah, and if you see the woman, you could understand why. And I'm going to come back to the chimpanzee, but there was other news today. Amy Fisher, you know, the one that put the slug in Joe Beautifolco's wife's head, she is going on a tour. She's going to do a strip club tour, and she's going to slide down the pole at strip clubs. And I said to myself when I heard that news, I said, isn't it time this girl settled down and got married? Yeah, isn't that wonderful? No, back to the chimpanzee. When I turned on Savage tonight at 6:05 precisely, right after the news that I don't listen to, Savage is playing the 911 tape. And I hear a woman screaming, "You got to get here! She's being killed. She's being killed. He's tearing her head off." And I said to myself, "Oh my God, that's that Muslim who went berserk and beheaded his wife, and they got the blow-by-blow description on the radio." And we sat there and we listened to the 911 screams and pleas. And all I could picture was that Muslim man standing on his wife's neck and cutting her head off. And it turned out to be a chimpanzee gone wild. And I said, what's the difference? What's the difference? You know, people used to come here to do better than they did at home. But not today. Today they come here and bring all their problems with them. This isn't the land of the free and the home of the brave anymore. It's ridiculous. And that's the reason why you really got to screen visas when you let people into this country. But you got a visa department run wild. They have no idea who they're letting in. And I hear Steve Malzberg tonight, and he's talking that there's 35 terrorist training facilities in the United States. And I said to myself, well, isn't that great? And once the word goes out that they mean to hurt us, we got to go in and we got to wipe them out. And don't bring them to jail. And don't make a citizen's arrest. Spray the neighborhood. Leave nothing standing. Not a stone upon a stone. If you find a finger, you could say, okay, the finger will testify. And that's all you should find, one finger, maybe an eyelash. One eyelash. One finger, one eyelash. That's all that should be left at those training camps. Do not bother to take a prisoners. Do not risk your life apprehending a bad guy. Take his life and then apprehend him. And what else did I hear today? Did you get a load of that guy that's got an $8 billion Ponzi scheme with all the babes down there in the Caribbean? The British guy? The cricket boy? You think that between him and Bernie Madoff, that's the end of it? Let me tell you something. This is a franchise. And poor Americans are going to get stuck. And wait till you see the new tax bill. These people haven't even begun yet. Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's out there. He's talking it up. He's $18 billion in the hole. He'd be overdrawn at the bank, personally, if that was his. If that deficit was his personally. Unbelievable. So I think we're going to talk about Sharia law tonight. Sharia law. Sharia. They called the wind Sharia. And if we really want it in this country, you see that the Brits are finished. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if at the next Queen's parade that she's wearing a burqa. Britain is finished, and that's why the Brits are turning up here. You notice everybody's got British accents on TV? They're hiding out here. They're afraid the Pakistanis are going to get them. Unbelievable. So hang in there, and we'll give you some highlights for today. There was something else I wanted to say, but it went in and out of my mind so fast. Remember when they used to dope only horses? Now they dope the New York Yankees. And any other baseball team that wants to play in the dope league. And of course, you'll have the advocates that say, listen, you know, if you made it legal, that we wouldn't have this problem. Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm looking at a picture of a Marine who's being carried into a church in Massachusetts. He was killed on February the 7th in Afghanistan. So he's one of the Obama casualties. And carrying his coffin in is his brother, who's also a Marine. How's that? You won't see that in the New York slimes. You won't see that in the Boston Globe. You won't see that in Newsweek. You won't see Mike Isikoff writing about Koran toilet lies in the Catholic Church. You won't see that on Marine Killing MSNBC. You won't see it on the Communist News Network or CNN. You won't see it on New York One. But you'll see Al Sharpton taking the New York Post to task for a cartoon where the cops are shooting a chimpanzee. And Sharpton says they're tying the chimpanzee to Obama. Yes. And Sharpton is calling for a demonstration against the New York Post. I never seen him call one against the New York Times. I hope this time when he goes to the demonstration, he wears a dress instead of a suit he took off a white man. Well, here's some good news. Here's some good news from California. California, the Sodom and Gomorrah of the United States. There's a good guy out there. There's one guy left. And he's a professor. Oh, my God. Not only is he a good guy, he's a professor. And he is pinpointing where Bin Laden is. And this broke about 10 hours ago. Using patterns of how animal species spread, the world's most wanted terrorist can be tracked down to a town in the tribal region of northwest Pakistan, it is claimed by this professor. By factoring in his need for security, and he needs a lot of security, there's a $25 million bounty on his head. And some Muslim may give up his religion to collect $25 million. So, factoring in his need for security, electricity, high ceilings to accommodate his 6'4" frame, and spare rooms for his bodyguards, the search can be further narrowed to 3 walled compounds. According to a team led by Thomas Gillespie, it's important political questions of our time. Mathematical models used to explain how animal species spread out say he should be close to where he was last spotted. Their research, published in MIT International Review, also concluded he should also be in a large town with a similar culture to Afghanistan, where he can remain largely anonymous. The most likely candidate is in Parakinar. I'll spell it Parachinar, 12 miles inside Pakistan, which housed many Mujahideen during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in the 1980s. Finally, after looking at his need for electricity for dialysis, high walls, spare rooms for his entourage, and trees to hide from prying eyes, Satellite pictures show just three suitable houses. We believe that our work involves the first scientific approach to establishing his current location, the research concludes. The methods are repeatable and can be updated with new information obtained from the U.S. Intelligence Committee. And a fellow named Kim Rosmo of Texas State University, who has worked with the military to find terrorists, told USA Today, the idea of identifying three buildings in a city of 500,000, especially one in a country the authors have likely never visited, is somewhat overconfident. And the author of this article, I believe, is British, and I believe he works for the London Telegraph, and he's in Kabul. So if he's in Kabul and this information is 10 hours old, I would be watching the town of Parikina very closely to see if we get any big shadows on the wall leaving town. Very interesting. We could get them. Don't bring them back, fellas. Just bring his hat. Hello, Mr. Tom. I be citizen of this country, and I don't like the way you talk about a Muslim people. I don't like it at all. I think I'm going to cut your head off.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
You like that big fat sound? That's a fat sound. When you hear a band like that, you know they're firing on all eight cylinders. I was going to go on a tour to Europe this year, but Nancy Pelosi took my tax money. Yeah, and she went to Rome in my place. And the Pope gave her the finger. And he straightened her out while she was trying to convince the world she was Catholic. What should I hit you with first? A laugh? You want a laugh? Did you see this New York Post cartoon that I wouldn't even have noticed? That they show two cops shooting that monkey that tore that woman's face off? And because they mentioned stimulus package, Al Sharpton said it's an anti-Obama racist message. How's that? You know who Al Sharpton is. You know what they call him in Harlem? Dumpster man. He's the guy that reaches in the dumpster for witnesses to police brutality. Yeah. And he was a candidate for president. Al Sharpton was a candidate for president. Can you see how sick that party platform is? You had Al Sharpton, you had that General Wesley Clark, who little kids throw beer bottles at. Unbelievable. Now, I'm thinking about Obama, and I'm thinking about a Saturday Night Live skit that they can never show again, because it'll be tied to Obama right off the bat. You know which one I'm talking about? The assassination of Alfalfa. If they bring that Saturday Night Live skit back, the Alfalfa gets shot. You know, just like the Reagan got shot or Kennedy got shot. You'll hear nothing but cries of racism. But they got away with it, 8 years ago when they did that Alfalfa? So, speaking of Alfalfa, I got a list of the contributors to the Obama campaign, and they're all major corporations, and they're all big bucks. Every one of them is big bucks. Unbelievable, staggering amounts of money. And they're supporting a bigger corporation than themselves. If Microsoft donates $700,000, how does that translate back into education orders? 10 to 1? 20 to 1? And to think that the Japanese only gave a Lincoln cherry blossoms, and the Thais gave Lincoln an elephant. But there is a list of contributors that would make you sick. But you see, those are all little corporations because they're contributing to the big corporation, the biggest corporation in the world, the U.S. government. The only corporation that has its own military. So at a time when the New York Communist Times, Sunday Lies, cost more than a share of stock, downgraded stock, we are kicking back to big government. Yes, my friends, the price of the New York Times stock is less than a subscription to the newspaper. The big lie is it costs a ton of money to brainwash the people through the media. And that is why the Party of Death kicked off the election campaign for 2008 in 2004. And we could have all saved those champagne contributions if in 2004... Obama walked the country with the karaoke machine. Harry Truman did it on a train and was stranded until more money caught up to him. They pulled the train over to the side because he couldn't pay to go to the next stop. But that was when men kissed the Bible on Inauguration Day. And never forget, there was no Bible at the 9-1-1 hearings. And when anybody was sworn in, the question was, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you? You get that out. You get the video clips of the 9-1-1 hearings, or as I call them, the Clinton cover-ups. Yep, we could have all saved our champagne contributions if Obama had walked the country in the 4 years it took to get him elected. Harry Truman did it on a train and was stranded until money caught up to him. But that was when men kissed the Bible on Inauguration Day. Not only the president, but the vice president. And he also bought his own house. And no campaign manager had to give it to him as a gift. Chappaqua, with a special counting room. So, 2 months ago, we watched the show trials of automotive manufacturers who chose to fly into D.C. in corporate jets made in the USA. And then we had to listen to Jabberwocky the Nut Nadler pontificate about waste management. Did you ever see his waste? He's the only guy that weighed his fear at a smorgasbord. He can't kill another fatted calf. Let's see Congress take a dollar a year and no bonus bribes. Even better, let's see the government turn a profit. Show a House and a Senate stale breadline. Maybe caviar for the czars, but that they'll never be. You'll never see a senator or a congressman standing on a breadline. He may be standing on somebody to get his bread. So a small American aircraft manufacturer who feeds 600 employees has to listen to flag burner baby killer Nadler. Hang in there. I'm back. So I'm listening today the CEO of a small corporate jet manufacturing facility. And I'm sure that when Congress Mouse Nadler was berating the executives from the car companies for flying on corporate jets, he must have died watching the sales plummet. And that's when I said that... that when Nadler from Grey Poupon, New York, tells America no corporate jets, the cost of that, to that small company when a Jumbo Jetmouth opened his trap was 25 employees. That this manufacturer is in an economic zone that's hurting. And he has 600 employees, and he had to let 25 go. And not to be outdone, Chuck Schumer, who says pork is beautiful, and Americans love to pay for pork, he caused a run on a bank in California playing Milton Friedman. And when Democrats speak and no one listens, they only panic. And that's what he did. He said the bank was going under on a Saturday morning, and by noontime, the bank was shut down because they were $1 billion lighter. They had $2 billion in assets before Chuck Schumer opened his mouth, and 4 hours later, they only had $1 billion. Yeah, some people don't realize the harm they do when they open their mouth. Now today, the sages are calling for a return to manufacturing. I'm looking at a guy who writes for the Automotive Trades magazines. And he's an editor, and he's now calling for manufacturing to come back, which has been whittled down for 30 years. When I came into the automotive aftermarket, 1 out of 5 Americans had an automotive-related job. And then along came the Grey Poupon Communists, and they started with EPA violations, and they drove everybody out of business. They forced the guys in the paint industry to buy $40,000-$50,000 paint spray boots. And sure, so the paint spray boot company got 1 or 2 orders, and 6 body shops went out of business. And that's how that works. And so, of course, with less customers, the price of the paint boot goes up. Yeah, and they closed all the foundries that were making brake drums and rotors, and citing pollution. So they sent them to China, and now China makes the pollution, and the winds carry it to the United States. Yeah, so Now today, the sages are calling for a return to manufacturing after they ran out of industries to exploit with EPA fines. Wherever Uday Pelosi shows up, Americans lose jobs and lives. She helped the Chinese pack up Kaiser Steel and ship back to a Democrat headquarters in Beijing. Then she took her no-charge jumbo C-257 military aircraft, thanks to the American tax suckers, all the way to Syria to promote IED manufacturing. Returned to the USA, then turned the plane around back to the Vatican to get her pro-choice baby in a bag pocketbook blessed. The Pope would not even have his picture taken with her. Maybe that's because she had no reflection in the mirror. So she flew out the window in a rage. Imagine going to exploit the Pope to get your picture taken for votes. How's that? That's like Clinton carrying that big Bible. Or Jesse Jackson carrying a small bag when he visits Wall Street for the honorarium. Yeah, used to call them bribes, now they call them honorariums. The Arabs, I don't think the Arabs invented the word bakshish. I think they created it after they seen what the Americans were stealing. Senators and congressmen have more royalties than emirs and sultans. If the U.S. was Troy, it could not be worse off. Every day another derivative trader goes underground or is confined to his castle. Yes, my friends, judges don't come cheap. The latest Cricket King is caught taking drug money investments. You see how that goes around? Junior buys a joint and it starts to trickle up your nose economy. And before you know it, the money is spread throughout Latin America and Antigua. Eventually, it comes back into the hands of American politicians in champagne contributions. The small fence maker on the Texas border files Chapter 11 because Uncle Sap only bought 30 feet of fence over 8 years. The last time the Democrats went after the rich, not including themselves, they put a 10% tax on the only industry that was left in America that they had not raped yet. The boating industry, and we all know how that died a slow death. And I got to tell you something about slow deaths. I'm going to say it again and again and again and again. $25 a barrel of oil is the most we can afford to pay. Anybody who increases oil under any pretext above $25 a barrel is hurting every American. If you want to beat terrorism, the best way to beat them is to keep oil at $25 a barrel. The Russians won't be getting any orders for AK-47s, and Al-Qaeda won't be getting any gifts. $25 a barrel of oil. That's the American goal. It's the only one that we can achieve at this point in time. And the boating industry did die a slow death, and the price of gasoline also killed the boating industry. A lot of boats sitting in the harbor last year, not going anywhere because gas was $4 a gallon. And then our great government decided that they were going to have boutique fuels, and they wanted ethanol in marine gasoline. And as these guys went out on the water, their engines seized up because they found corn particles that were less than 10 microns, and they clogged up their fuel injectors and burned out their engines, and the boat manufacturers wouldn't warranty the engines because it wasn't their fault, it was the fuel's fault. So today everybody's buying filters 5 microns or less, but it's your government that caused this terrible, terrible curse. And they're not finished. These people are—they're in the experimental stage. They will try everything out on you, and you will pay for it. So, we all know that the boat industry died a slow death. Chuck Schumer was working the rabble up to seize Exxon. Remember that? He was calling for Exxon to be seized. That's because he was following the lead of his instructor, Hugo Chavez, who had seized a Citgo. and all the Citgo profits go to Russia to buy $1 billion worth of AK-47s and cocaine submarines. Did you ever think you'd ever see the day when cocaine would be delivered in a submarine? It won't be the anthrax that kills us, it'll be the big bowl. Soon the government will be trading, our government will be trading opium futures for Mario's glaucoma. He's trying to make a name for himself as Attorney General. I hope he does a fantastic job, but I don't trust him. I don't trust him. He has ulterior motives. And that means some people will be sacrificed for the greater good. Do you know that the communists believe that it's better to kill 100 innocent people than let one criminal go? Did you know that? That's a communist philosophy. From Ho Chi Minh to Joe Stalin. From Mao Zedong to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy. Unbelievable. Remember Nancy and Sluggo? They were cartoon characters. A name like Nancy. That's why I call her Uday Pelosi. It's because she kills as many people as Saddam's sons. And she has the marbles to go to stand in front of the Pope and say she's clean. Yeah, he should have done an exorcism. I wonder if he had done an exorcism, would we have gotten Congressman Nadler, what's the other guy's name? Nadler.
Ackerman.
And there's another one. And there's another one who votes to burn the flag. Or maybe we'd get Arlen Specter. He would have chased out all the devils. So, this is cracking me up because the communists used to say Bush went to Iraq for oil. And now the Democrats are going to Afghanistan for poppy futures. Let me tell you about this war in Afghanistan. The last thing that we must not do is go after the Afghan farmer and burn his crop. Buy it. It's cheaper. Buy it all, and this way you take it right out of the hands of Al-Qaeda. Buy the crop. Buy the farmer. We buy everybody else. Let's do it. And do not burn that farmer out. Farmers are revolutionaries. And they can cause more harm than you can cause them. Always respect the farmer. And the farmer will respect you. Okay, let me put my Davy Crockett hat on. Did you ever notice that nobody ever has a tribute to the Alamo? I wonder how many Mexicans have fought on our side. They're called Texicans. Against Santa Ana. How come they never get recognition? Is it because they're Latinos? Or are they Americanos? Maybe it's because they're Americanos. Wait until the party of death passes a law that only one member of the household can work a job. That's coming next. And it will be part of the Fairness Doctrine, 1,000 pages in Arabic. Cheer up, things could be worse. So I cheered up, and sure enough, things got worse. I'm looking for a 6,000 Dow Jones average day. Wait until Citibank CEO goes back to India with the secretarial pool, demanding political asylum. The party's over. That's it. Join the party's over party. Welcome to POP. The party's over party. And let me tell you, I want to see those senators making a dollar a year. Let them fight this economy with us. Let them turn down their medical benefits. Yeah, and see how long that lasts. I could just see them now. I'm only going to make a dollar a year. Well, I definitely got to get more bribes. Yeah, we're in trouble. Okay, bartender, champagne. Do you have any stimulus champagne? The big news in my local rag tonight is that a local merchant who had a business turned it over his two sons, and they went into another business. They went into the cocaine business, and they have destroyed everything that their father worked for. How's that? And you know what? Their father was making a few bucks, but they were making $100,000 to $300,000 a week. And they were transshipping cocaine from San Diego, California, to New York City. They were cutting it, and they were doing better than in their father's business. Now, they're going to face big jail sentences, and not only that, they are connected people. So somebody is in big trouble. Somebody's in big trouble. And the sad part about it is that these guys lived high on the hog without getting high themselves, because they know that if you get high, you die. So they sold it to kids that went to Catholic high schools and public high schools. See, they were an equal opportunity offender. But can you imagine that this business is so lucrative that you could infect the population of an entire borough? Unbelievable. And the government is dying to get their hands on the drug trade. They've got the numbers, right? They've got gambling. They've got gambling. They've got vice. They got vice, even though Elliot still pays for it. And now they're looking at the drug trade. They'll start with marijuana, and they'll tell you it's good for you. Then after everybody's weed-whacking, they'll put a tax on it. I stood next to a guy in a grocery store. He was paying $8.75 for a pack of cigarettes. $8.75 for a pack of cigarettes. Can you imagine how many people are going to stop breathing when they start charging for air? And don't think that's not coming. This government is a runaway tax freak. They don't know how to pay bills unless they take more of your money. They don't know how to cut expenses. Have you ever seen one of these guys with an eraser on a pencil? They outlawed erasers. Unbelievable, man. So, speaking of cocaine, there's a guy who wrote a song called Captain Jack. I admired this guy. I thought he was very good. He was in love once with a model, and he was crazy about her. And I think he's got a problem, like Mickey Rourke's got a problem. Why do people do this? Why do they beat themselves up so badly like this? They have everything to live for. Well, anyway, I admired this guy. And after 9-1-1, he's in my book, he went down to visit the site, and a cop that was showing him around said he broke down and he cried. And then he turned rat. And he took the Hollywood way out. And that's sad. Which goes to show you, never trust a Hollywood star, because they'll always let you down. You can't trust them, and don't look up to them. Look at them, but don't look up to them. And that goes for the media, too. That's media and Hollywood. They're the same. Pigs in a blanket.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so. always find someone to say they sympathize. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want
give a shout out to Ava from Indiana. How you doing, Ava?
I'm listening to Mike Savage, and he's talking about Eric Holder and the racial remarks that he made, inflaming a racial division in this country. And Savage said he got out his yearbook, and he was looking at his class and how many black guys were in the class. And I grew up at the same time Savage grew up. And if I got out my yearbook, there'd be more black guys in my class than in Savage's class. And I went to school in Harlem. I went to grammar school. I was bused into a Catholic grammar school because my parish school had burned down. And they were building a new one, so they bused us into Harlem. So I was integrated before integration. And I also went to a high school in Harlem. I went to school on 155th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. And I brought the first black guys into my neighborhood. My neighborhood was all white. And it was at the time that the rock and roll was just getting started. And The big rock and roll stars were like Bill Haley and the Comets and all of the singing groups like the Platters, the Flamingos, the Harp Tones. And I learned how to do doo-wop from black guys. And eventually I brought them up. We had a group called the Crystals. And there was two black guys and three white guys. And we did a Sweet 16 party for a girl, an Italian girl, whose relatives had a bar in the basement, which was a big thing. and one of the and my friend who taught me how to doo-wop, his name was Johnny Washington, and he was light-skinned. And this girl was a very heavy girl, and was considered a tomboy. But when she turned 16, she had a dress on the night that she was celebrating her sweet 16 party. And Johnny Washington danced with her all night, and he made her feel like a queen. And nobody was offended. Not that there wasn't racial tension. I can remember going to school, and the priest calling an assembly and saying, when a white guy fights a white guy, it's a fight. When a black guy fights a black guy, it's a fight. But when a white guy fights a black guy, it's a race riot. And they used to put an end to that kind of friction before it got started. And they were very successful at putting quick ends to inflammatory situations. As a matter of fact, I remember my first bomb scare in school, and they didn't empty out the school. They didn't panic. They just let the detectives come in and drag a guy right out of his seat, and he was never seen again. And he had called the bomb scare in because he wanted the day off, and he had called it in from a candy store outside the school. And somebody heard it, picked up on it, and they had him within 1 hour after the bomb scare. And some people say that he's buried in the catacombs. So, when I hear guys like, and I also have been around the horn. I've been to Texas sitting in a bar and watching a black guy having to come in the back door and being treated like you know what. I've also seen where blacks stick to their own for their own protection, and whites do the same. I've been to Germany where the blacks had their own guest houses, and the whites had their own, and there was racial tension, but you still had to overcome it because you were going to be on the front line with an American. And let me tell you, if there's only one canteen, everybody's drinking out of it. So, when you're thirsty, you do a lot of things. But, so I can remember those days, and I remember the Civil Rights March, and I seen dogs being turned on blacks, and I saw blacks maltreated, but the entire South didn't do that. Not all Southerners are racists, and not all blacks are anti-white, and not all whites are anti-black. But the Communist Party of North America likes to play on division because that's the earliest political tactic that was ever devised, and it goes back to beyond the Romans, but the Romans were good at it. They were good at divide and conquer. They knew how to play one against the other. And if you don't believe me, ask Spartacus. He'll tell you. He was on his way to another land, and the Romans bought the fleet that was going to sail him there. And Spartacus was a slave, and he was white. So slavery comes in all colors. In the 800s, the Vikings used to sell white slaves into Africa. And the first slaves that came to this country were brought here by the Dutch. And the same ships that brought slaves in the 1800s, when slavery was abolished, those same ships brought Irish immigrants. They were called coffin ships. And they were reconverted slave ships. And not everybody that went on board lived to get to the USA. But my point tonight is that Eric Holder is a pimp. When I see Eric Holder, I see a guy with neon shoes. I see a guy with a big pimp hat and a big ostrich feather in it and a big gold chain and peg pants. I see a pimp. I see a guy in a fur coat. And the reason I say that is because he's pimping us all. And for him, as Attorney General, the worst they could say about John Ashcroft was he said a prayer. He prayed on company time. But he says he didn't. He says he prayed before company time. And I'll tell you, Eric Holder is a pimp. And that's what I think of Eric Holder. And I'll tell you why. And it has nothing to do with black people. It has everything to do with white people. Eric Holder is the guy who brought the Mark Rich a pardon to President Pinocchio Pants and helped President Pinocchio Pants pocket a lot of money. It's alleged. But you got a president that left office with $107 million. And you know what? He never sold any bagels. He never sold any Kool-Aid. He never shined shoes. But he left the presidency with $107 million that we know about. Now, USB has just given up 250 names to the FBI of secret American bank account holders. So you may find President Pinocchio Pants has a Swiss bank account, too. And it might be right next door to Mark Rich's Swiss bank account. But Mark Rich was trading oil for the Iranians during the embargo as an American citizen, which was against the law. And Rudy Giuliani caught him. And Rudy Giuliani prosecuted him. So Mark Rich skipped town to avoid jail time. And he holed up in Switzerland. And then he used his influence and money to bribe U.S. government officials. And that's how Eric Holder got involved. He presented Mark Rich's name for a pardon. And I understand, and I don't know if it's true or not, but if it is true, may he rot in jail for a long time. And that Scooter Libby also petitioned on behalf of Mark Rich. And if that's true, Scooter Libby deserves to stay in jail. Because Mark Rich bought a lot of people to get a pardon. Okay? And his big bosomed wife gave Clinton, President Pinocchio Pants, Biff from Back to the Future, gave him a golden saxophone and two big bazooms. Yeah, he got three presents that day. It's also alleged. But if you know Biff, you know he doesn't turn down any opportunity. He takes advantage of every opening. Yeah. So, Eric Holder was responsible for Mark Rich. And Mark Rich has connections in Israel, too. And the Israeli government also approached President Pinocchio Pants on his behalf to pardon Mark Rich. But what did it was money, let's face it. You know that, and I know that. And how that money came in the form of a champagne contribution or a high overdue a fine on a library book. That's how Mark Rich bought the President of the United States. He bought him any way he could. And he was for sale. And if you don't believe me, ask the Vignali crime family, who gave $450,000 to Hillary's brother. And when he got caught, Hillary denied that she knew anything about it. She had no idea. Now she's running the State Department. She had no idea, and she told her brother to return the money before he got into any kind of trouble. And then Bill would have to give him a pardon. So Hillary's brother gave back the money, but alas, he was 50 grand short. But the Vignali crime family said, that's okay, we understand. Sure they did. Sure they did. And nobody has ever seen the receipt for the money that went back. Yeah, that's him, he's there, he's carrying the money back right now. How come he doesn't have a bag or anything? Oh, it's in his pocket. Yeah. Unbelievable. Maybe he got carbon credits. My friends, we are the dead at the Kasserine Pass being stripped by Bedouins of all our belongings. So, Eric Holder brought and covered up for President Pinocchio pants in the Mark Rich payoff. Alleged. Everything is alleged that I say. And he's also the guy who pardoned, got the pardon for the murderers of two policemen on the White House lawn. The FALN terrorists, whose assignment was to kill Harry Truman, the last real American Democrat, Harry Truman. And they got on the White House lawn, and they didn't get Harry, but they got two policemen, and they killed them. And they were sentenced to life in prison, and to get the Puerto Rican vote, as promised, they pardoned the FALN terrorists. That's also alleged. But Eric Holder is the one that brought that gift to President Pinocchio Pants. The worst president in the history of the United States, who fornicated on TV. Yeah, president's gone wild. Yes, a role model that kids can look up to when they're not looking up to the drug-laden Yankees. Yeah, they're only doing roids, man. They're only doing roids. Unbelievable. Who's your kid going to look up to? Who's your kid going to look up to? So now Eric Holder is the Attorney General of the United States. Karl Marx couldn't be happier. And the first thing he does as Attorney General is he calls for a jihad against the white man. And that's what he did. You can dress it up any way you want. Let me tell you something. Black people want to be with black people. White people want to be with white people. If you ask a white man to unveil his heart and tell you why he's not having a supper tonight with a black man, he'll tell you. And if you ask a black man to open up his heart and tell you why he's not having supper tonight with a white man, he'll tell you. Now, there are alliances, friendly alliances people do get together for the common good. But each man is independent. Each man, nobody can tell another person who to live with. Okay? So, if two people are going to get together, they only need one reason. If they're not going to get together, they can give you 100. And all Eric Holder did today was to hurt the cause of brotherhood. And he reminded us once again that we're not Americans. That we are ethnic holdovers. And that's too bad. Because he played the race card. And there's no difference between Eric Holder and Al Sharpton. Except Al Sharpton wears a bigger cowboy hat. Too bad. Too bad, because that's not going to go good. That's not going to help us come together. Okay? Now, if I play an Oscar Brown tune, will I be considered a racist? It has the word monkey in it. Will Oscar Brown's music be banned?
The monkey got in trouble in the South one day. Hopped upon a buzzard for the getaway. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Don't you try to flip me.
down on Mississippi. Straighten up and fly right. Mississippi ain't no place to drop. The buzzer told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I'll get you free. But the monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, like, man, I don't tell that lie. Just straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Just keep flying until I say stop. The buzzer begged the monkey over Tennessee. Let me rest a minute in that tree. But the monkey slapped the buzzard right smack in the mouth and said, just keep flying, we are still down south. Don't you try to trick me. Get me out of Dixie. Straighten up and fly right. Else you're gonna get another bop. Fly right. Don't you blow your